The Mind Aware, 534.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hi, it's Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. You know, I did a workshop earlier today, and a topic came up that was so applicable to standing out and stepping into your celebrity that I really wanted to talk about it again on the show so that everybody had access to it rather than just the people that registered for the workshop. The idea is that you are out in the world, and you're sharing solutions. And sometimes what people do when they're sharing solutions is they are going for the dollars. They're making sales. So they're sharing their solutions and they're trading their solutions for a dollar amount of whatever that dollar amount is. And of course, we all want to make sales. So I'm not saying like making sales is a bad thing. But the thing I want to stress is that what people sometimes forget is that the easiest way to make sales is to build a following. So rather than trying to make the income, build your email list, build your database, build your following. And I know some of you are not necessarily doing your business by email. Maybe in your case, you do it by phone. And so you're building phone or even chatbot or some other ways. But the idea is that if you focus on building your following, then the 80-20 rule is going to kick in and a certain percentage of those people are going to buy. So when you think about the 80-20 rule, by the way, if you've never heard of it, is the Pareto's principle. And what it means is that of your total following, 20% of the following that you have will be responsible for most of your sales, 80% of your sales. And this is true in like a million other categories, not just sales. But the idea is that 20% is responsible for generating your income. So if you have a following of 5,000 people, 1,000 of those people on your email list are probably going to be buyers. And you can play with this yourself and just take a look at your own list and see if that works out. But I've been doing this for years and it always seems to work out. So you're developing a following as opposed to going after sales. And so how do you develop a following? Well, there are several steps to it, but the one I really want to talk about today is giving away free stuff. Giving away as much valuable content on a consistent basis for free as you can. Because when you're giving away that content for free, when you're delivering your message for free, a certain percentage of the people that come into your following will buy. Now, it's better, rather than give away your content willy-nilly, like just like have a different opinion or a different viewpoint every week, I have been following the advice of Frank Kern, who's a very famous internet marketer, and he has a thing he calls his three pillars. I call them the three philosophies, and you'll see why in a minute. So you have three philosophies that you build your business around. Three philosophies that really encompass your solution that you're delivering to your clients. So in my case, my three philosophies are, number one, change your thoughts, change your outcomes, right? So if you think differently, your reticular activating system is going to kick in. You're going to get different results. Say your mantras. Talk nicely to yourself. You know, do those rants, right? The four steps to train your brain. Like, that's all under the umbrella of change your thoughts, change your outcomes. My second philosophy is intentional action. Feel good first, then take action. So happiness is practical. When you feel good, you show up in the world in a better way. When you feel good, you get better results. When you feel good, things just work out easier for you. You know, when you feel good, people like you better. You like them better. You get in the flow. You open up the creative pathways in your brain. Like, you've heard me say these things over and over. And then the third one is step into your celebrity. Get paid to be you. You're an original. You can be your authentic self. You can use your natural gifts to build your business. People are doing business with you. They're not doing business with you because of your information or products or services. So those three philosophies are the things that I talk about all the time, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. If you listen to all 500 episodes of this podcast, every one of them is going to be steeped in one of those three philosophies. That's how you build a following rather than making sales. You give away free content wrapped around three philosophies. And think of your philosophies. You can find out your own right now by asking yourself the question, what do I know to be true? What do I believe is truth for me? What do I know to be true for me? So let's say you're a weight loss coach. And maybe you're, and I'm totally making this up because I have no idea, but your three philosophies might be drink more water, eat less carbs, move your body 15 minutes a day. Maybe you're a money coach and your three philosophies might be that you have a budget, or work on your money mindset might be another one, or a third one might be invest $5 a day. And it goes for any industry. You know, you can be selling jewelry and you might have specific ideas about what a person should do when finding the right jewelry for their height or their eye color or their hair length or any number of different things. Those are your three philosophies. And sometimes they're more ethereal or they're more broad-based. Maybe you're a psychic coach, someone who helps people open up their intuition. You might have a philosophy that sounds like anyone can do this, or you're born intuitive, you know, and this, so it's an unlearning. You might have another one that says practice for 5 minutes a day, or you might have any number of philosophies that are truths for you. So not everybody on the planet believes the three things that I share with the world, but those that do, they hear it and they go, that kind of makes sense. I like what that Dana Wild is saying. That kind of makes sense. I think I'm going to check her out a little more. So you're not looking to convince people of your three truths. What you're doing when you speak your three truths, you speak your three philosophies, is you're looking for other people who either already think like that or who are almost just right there. So this is the easier way to build a following. It's easier to build a following when you're able to get out there and consistently speak the same consistent message every single time, week in, week out, same consistent message. People understand what you're about. They understand what you stand for. They understand what your beliefs are and what your truths are. You're delivering free value that's of benefit for them right off the bat. People implement change your thoughts. You'll change your outcomes, they will get immediate benefit from it. They will automatically see that, okay, this works. Happiness is practical, right? And so when you're giving away that content for free, that's how you develop a following. So in short, focus on the following, focus on your message, and automatically the money will come. Most entrepreneurs are out there focused on making that sale or making that dollar or exchanging their time for that dollar. If you focus on giving away your stuff for free, you're going to develop a passionate, engaged tribe who thinks like you do. They're going to be like right there in your sandbox thinking almost exactly the same thing that you think. So you're developing a cohesive tribe of people who believe the same things you believe, and so it makes it a lot of fun. Makes it a lot of fun to be an entrepreneur. So home play today, like instead of homework, right, your home play is take a moment and ask yourself, what are my three truths? And what are my three philosophies? What three things do I know to be true? And then get out there in the world and speak those truths. And you will find other people who want to play in your sandbox with you. Give your message away for free. Give them items of value around those three truths that are free. Lead magnets, right? Give them anything that you think will help them have a transformation and have an immediate benefit and give them value for free. And what will happen is when they exchange their email address for that free item and you start to build your list and you start to build your following, everything just gets easier and easier. And the best part about this is anyone can do it. You can do it right now. It's so easy because you have a viewpoint. You have perspectives. You have ideas. You know your solutions work. And there is a reason why they work. They are built around three philosophies. And so identify what those philosophies are and speak them often. And it's really, really fun because now you start to look like a big brand. You've got your big brand ideas out there in the world. And I know you're going to nail this and you're going to have fun with it. And I can't wait to hear. Come on over to the Facebook group. You know, we have the Facebook group at danawild.com/Facebook group. And tell me what your three philosophies are. I'm really curious and I'd love to talk with you about it. So I hope I see you over there. And we'll definitely see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited!
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.